The very first time machine visits to other times for interesting stories of famous firsts. Today's episode, advertising boo-boos. As sophisticated as it is, advertising is far from an exact science. International advertising has produced some wacko disasters. Some odd things happen when you take a product and you try to sell it in another language. A few of the choicer bloopers caused by language and cultural differences are these. Now, Coors Beer put its slogan, "Turn it loose," into Spanish, where it was translated as, "Suffer from diarrhea." General Motors marketed its Chevy Nova in South America. Nova, Nova, which in Espanol means won't go. Neither did sales. Claroil introduced the Mist Stick, a curling iron, in Germany, only to find out that mist in German is slang for manure. Not many Germans had use for a manure stick. Pepsi's slogan, "Come Alive with the Pepsi Generation," translated in Chinese as, "Pepsi brings your ancestors back from the grave." Frank Perdue's chicken slogan, "It takes a strong man to make a tender chicken," translated into Spanish as, "It takes an aroused man to make a chicken affectionate." An American t-shirt manufacturer in Miami printed t-shirts for the Mexican market, which promoted a visit from the Pope. Instead of, "I saw the Pope," in Spanish, "El Papa," the shirt read, "I saw the potato," "La Papa." When Barker Penn marketed a ballpoint in Mexico, its ads were supposed to say, "It won't leak in your pocket and embarrass you." Well, some gringo in the Parker Pen Company mistook the word embarazar to mean embarrass. Instead, embarazar translated to impregnate. So the ad read, "It won't leak in your pocket and make you pregnant." Finally, the Gerber Company started selling baby food in Africa. They used the same packaging as they did in the USA, with a beautiful baby on the label. Later, they learned that in Africa, since most people cannot read, companies routinely put pictures on the label of what's inside the can. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.